Okay, today is Daf Gimel of Maseches Bava Kamma. We are on Daf Beis Amud Beis. We're up to Shin Veregel.
No, it's Amar
Mar. Where's Amar Mar? Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Well, let's start off. Okay, Amar Mar. Top line of Gimel Amar Aleph, Amar Mar. Today's shir, we'll learn Le'il Nishmat Zalman Menachem Ben Tovia, sponsored by the Silver Family. Amar Mar. So Rav Papa made a statement that said that the Zetolda not like the Av. What does he mean? What does he mean by that? We don't know what he meant. We're going to try to figure out what he meant. Amar Mar, we said before, yesterday, Vishilach, when the Pasuk says Vishilach, Zuha Regel. That's a reference to Regel. Because Regel is the way it damages while it's walking. Vishilach means to go out. V'cheinu Omer, and it says, Mishalchei Regel Hashar V'Hachamar. Another pasuk which has shars and chamar is together with the word regel, together with the word v'shilach. Mishalchei regel, also regel, hashar v'achamar. Taima, the kasev rachmana, mishalchei regel, hashar v'achamar. I have another pasuk which puts regel and shar and chamar in the same pasuk. Halav hachi, if not for that, the mai mukmila, then what would we say v'shilach means? What does v'shilach mean? Ikeren. Siv, if it's Karen, Karen has its own psukim. E Shane, Siv, if it's Shane, Shane has its own psukim. The default, there's nothing else it could be. It could only be Karen, right? E Shane, Siv. So why does the Gemara have to give me another pasuk somewhere in Navi? Thank you. Would you walk in with that?
Yeah, I did.
You brought the ball?
Thank you.
Was there a vendor outside the push cart?
It's perfect. What is it?
Oh. Don't ask.
Itzdruch. So the Gemara says Itzdruch. It was necessary to give me another pasuk to support the fact that Vashilach means regel. Why? Again, what the Gemara is saying is, Vishilach has to mean regel. There's nothing else it can mean. It can't mean Shane and it can't mean Karen. Must mean regel. Why did Gemara have to go search for another pasuk somewhere in Navi that says regel and Vishilach to go together? Itzrach, it was necessary to do that. Sokadai techamina, I would have thought, Edi v'Edi, whether you have the words Vishilach, which is a reference to regel, or the word ubier, that's what Rashi says. Edi v'Edi, Vishilach ubier. The words Vishilach is a reference to Regel, and the word Ubier is a reference to Shane, Tarvaihu Ashane. I would have said they both go on Shane. How could that be? Vishilach Asa L'chiyuva Hecha Delo Kala Karna. And Vishilach refers to a situation where the item is not ruined. Where the item is not ruined. Dimashma Kigon Sha'achla Aruga. The animal ate a patch, v'sofo lachzar v'litzmoach, but it's going to regrow. Avalo kaschala, but not sure what that means. Ubier haynu hecha demekal yakarna. Ubier means it was totally destroyed. Demashma ubier shemavara lagamri. It's totally destroyed. Now, Tosva says that makes no sense, right? As Rashi explains it, that makes no sense. Because, what is Rashi saying? No, there are two words in the Pasuk, Vishilach and Ubir, they're both referring to Shane. One's where the stuff is totally destroyed, and one where it's not totally destroyed. So,
yeah, once you know they're totally not destroyed.
No, forget that. What do you mean it's not totally destroyed? Did the animal eat my produce or not? So it's going to grow back next season? What good is that? It's totally destroyed right now. What's the case of totally destroyed? The animal made such a thing that it's never going to grow back? Fine, that's worse. But what do you mean that it's not? What do you mean it's not totally destroyed? Did he ruin my crops right now or not? He ruined the apples or not? It's going to grow back next year, different apples. What does that have to do with this? Rashi doesn't make any sense. Right? Vaha, right? Look at the Gemara. Vaha de makala karnia, ha de la makala karnia. One would be a case where it's totally destroyed, and one would be a case where it's not totally destroyed. That's what the Gemara says. Rashi says it means what he said. Kamash Malan, therefore, it comes along, we have another pasuk. Now don't think all this. And one's talking about Shane, and one's talking about Regel. So Tosafot on top says, Pirsha Kuntris, Shachas, Sha'asid Litzmoach. the shoots are going to regrow. Avolo ketchila, but not like they, I give it, not like originally, right? Vakasha v'hamikala karnia. But what do you mean? It's destroyed right now. Shigama bailim heim yicholim litzar. You can replant it. You have to replant it now. The animal came and made a mess. I have to replant it. He ruined it. So what is the difference between mikala karnia and lo mikala karnia? There's no difference, right? So Tosfos answers Eliyesh Loma a whole new pshat. Shatan for peiros lahana. It didn't. There's two cases. Either it ate them, right? Either it ate the fruit, and it ruined it, or it licked it, or it did some other damage, but it didn't destroy it. And why do you need two psukim for that? I don't know. Because the problem is that what the Gemara's answer is difficult. Rashi gave an answer which is very difficult. Tosfos is giving an answer which is not as difficult. Two different kinds of ruining. I can ruin it by eating it, and I can ruin it by licking it and maybe going to the bathroom. So who's eating that now? But it's still there. It's still there. So what? Now it's ruined. Okay, I would have thought I need two psukim for that. Comes along the Gemara. Now I found you another pasuk with Shilach and Ubir talking, Shilach and Regel talking about animals. It's talking about Regel. It's not talking about a different kind of shame. Right? Rashi said, the Torah says, Yeshua is ton for peros, lanasa. Mikal makam, karile lekaman, letin nifas peros, lana'a, told it, Given the pashta, the kra, ariba achila, the mikale kanya. Yeah, the pashta shot is it's ruining it by eating it. You can ruin it by not eating it too. Okay. Vahashta akimna da regel. Now that I've established that that word, vashilach, is talking about regel, shein de lo mikale kanya minolan. How do you know that shein applies even if you don't destroy it? If an animal goes over and licks it, well, it's still there. I'm not touching that now. I don't eat that now. Right? I can wash it off. I'm still not eating. I still don't want to eat it. How do you know that also applies? So the Gemara says, do me the regel. It's a comparison to regel. Ma regel, loshna mikala kanya, loshna lo mikala kanya. Regel doesn't make a difference. Whether or not you destroyed it totally or not. What's regel? The animal's walking by, and its hair gets caught in some pottery, and it breaks. It doesn't make a difference if it totally breaks or partially breaks. It did damage. Avshein, loshna mikala kanya, loshna lo mikala kanya. It doesn't make a difference whether or not it's totally damaged or not. Okay, now.
What's the halia? If you damage something, you damage something. If it's completely destroyed, why would you think you wouldn't have to pay something that's not... If I damage your item.
Yeah.
I damage it. I have to pay you whatever I have to pay. No.
I hear. Tosfos asks the question the opposite of you. So, well, if Shane, maybe we'll learn the Hekesh the other way. If Shane is not Makali Kanya, because we don't know that it should be, then maybe Regel also you're not Chayav unless it totally destroyed it. Learn it that way. So Tosfos says, no, the Hekesh is only going to go in the Chumrah. Right? Tosfos says, Im Tomar, the third Tosfos, Dumya, Vim Tomar, Vinema Ipcha, let's say the opposite way, that Shane is not Chayav in unless it's totally destroyed, so too Regel. That's only by Isurim where we'll go L'chumra. Aval b'mona lo, not by Momentus. From Rabbeinu Tam, no. Demidahu the Torah, loshna Isura, loshna b'mona. If we have a Hekesh, we always go L'chumra. What's the difference if it's about money or about Isurim? Right? Why is it a Hekesh? Because they're in the same Pasuk. Vishilach Ubi are in the same Pasuk. Shein and Regel are in the same Pasuk. Amar Mar, then we said before, Ubi'er Zeshein. Bi'er is Shein. V'chein hu Omer, and we quoted another pasuk, Kasha Yivar Hagal Ad Tumo. Taima, the whole reason we know that Shein is because the Katsar Rachmona, Kasha Yivar Hagal Ad Tumo. Halav Hachi B'mayo Kimna, La. Well, and if not for that pasuk, that other pasuk, where's that pasuk again? That pasuk is in Malachim. And if not for that pasuk in Malachim, what would I think the word Ubi'er is coming to add? What would I think it means? Something else it can mean. E Karen, Ksiv. If it's Karen has its own makar. E Regel, Ksiv. Regel has its own makar. So what do I need another pasuk to tell me that it's talking about Shane? Itra, you do need another pasuk. I would have thought Edi a Regel. Both words, Vishilach and Ubier, are talking about Regel. Ha the Azil Mimela. One is where the animal went on its own. Ha the Azil. Deshalach shluche, and one is where you sent it. It says if I send it, that's a different story, right? Kamash Malan, that is even chay. I would have thought it's only chayv. I send it. I told the animal go down the block and go say hello to my grandmother, whatever. And that then I'm chayiv. But if it goes on its own walk by itself, I should be chayiv for that. It didn't do anything. Kamash malan. You're chayiv. Kamash malan. Kamash malan what?
Second pasuk refers to
Shane and not Regel. Right. Therefore, I need the other pasuk to allude, no, don't think all this, and really it refers to Shane. V'hashaduk yashane. But now that I know that this pasuk refers to Shane, so taka, Regel da'azla memela minolam, how do I know that you're chayef taka on Regel if it goes on its own? The answer is, dum yid shane. It's just like Shane. Ma Shane, lo shna shalcha shaluche, lo shna da'azla memela. Well, Shane, I mean, it doesn't make a difference. Af regel, loshna shalcha shluche, loshna azam mela. It makes no difference if you send it by yourself, or if you send it by itself. Now the Gemara asks, v'lichta rachmana v'shilach v'lo ba'i ubier, right? Dimashma regel umashma shein. Why does the pasuk have to say altogether the words ubier? Just shilach will include both. Mashma shein ma. Mashma regel, mashma shein, mashma regel, diksiv, mishluche regel, ashar v'achamar. Right, so the word v'shilach certainly refers to regel. Umashma shein, diksiv, v'shein v'hemos ashalach bum. Right, so you have a pasuk that puts shein and behema together, and ashalach, you have it all. So why does the Torah have to waste an extra word ubir? V'shilach alone teaches you both, right? That's the Gemara's question. The Gemara answers, Elav Kro Yisera. Now, if I wouldn't have had a separate pasuk of Ubir, Havamina, I would have thought, Oha, Oha, either Regel or Shein. O Regel, the Hezeka Matsui. Either Regel's Usur because it's common. O Shein, the Yesh Hana, Laziko. Hashein, the animal gets Hana, Regel doesn't get Hana. Regel, just stop walking and an accident happens. Shane, the animal gets hana. So the Gemara says, what kind of answer is that? Michti, one second. Shikul and Hain. They're both the same. In other words, there's no. Yeah, they both have. They're different. But they're both the same in terms of. They're both limudim, right? The Yavo Shneim. The Haimanayo Mifkas. They should both be included in the pasuk. Which one are you going to not include? The Haimanayo Mifkas. Which one are you going to kick out? Which one are you not going to learn? So the Gemara says, you're right. There's another reason why it had to say both words. I would have only known that if you send it yourself. Why? It says v'shilach. Only if you send the animal, then it's sort of like it's your fault. Aval azlam emela. But if the animal stam went for a walk, lo, you would not be chayiv. Kamash malan. Therefore, the Torah comes along and tells me that no, this v'shilach and ubier, they're two separate things. Okay? And you chayev both, whether or not it goes on its own or whether or not you send it.
You know, regels are a hard one because you have walking with your animal on the street and it's walking a straight line and then it kicks. How do you control how it, you know?
You have to be careful. It's exactly. It is harder. It's harder to understand. You have to be careful.
It's an object. You're holding it and then it kicks.
So the we didn't get to the pebble yet. We didn't get to that yet. We didn't get to that on the base. We didn't get to that yet. What?
A little flower pot.
Exactly.
You have to watch.
You're responsible.
You don't walk like an animal.
What?
I'll tell you something. It's called driving a car.
Right.
You got to watch every little thing. You have to watch.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Except it's you who's responsible and not the car.
What?
It's you who's responsible.
Exactly. A guy was telling me a story yesterday. Someone borrowed his car, and he told him, "I'm only lending you the car on condition that if anything happens to the car, you pay for it yourself, you don't call the insurance." Okay. This is what he tells him. The guy said, fine. Okay. So, of course, he was driving the car, and on the gothels, he hit the side of the divider. It's so narrow over there. And he got into it. So now he thought, was that whole deal an asmachta? In other words, they went to go ask Shaila, because the car got totaled. It was like $15,000 damage.
Wow.
$15,000 worth of damage. So he said to himself, "I told him only lending him the car, on condition he doesn't report it to insurance. If he pays out of his own pocket." Then he says to himself, "Did we mean this? I thought a little fender. Okay, it's a few hundred dollars. Don't let. Did we mean this? In other words, now he felt the guy felt bad. Maybe no. We didn't. It was like
the car owner felt bad.
Yeah, the car owner felt bad. I never realized there'd be so much debt. I'm not going to call my insurance now. I'm going to make him pay $15,000.
It's not reasonable.
So let him do it.
He's
the owner. I said
to him, why didn't you just call, do the insurance, and let him pay for the whatever increase in insurance he'll get?
Exactly.
A few hundred dollars. It's the whole business. Right? It's cheaper than
$15,000.
What? Exactly. The point is, from a small little thing, a lot of damage. That's the point. And you know what? You're responsible for the way you drive.
Right, but you're controlling the drive. You can't.
So this exact same thing. You're controlling the animal. It's not true. You can control them.
Really? Also, the puddle in front of you.
Yeah, it happens. It happens. Many accidents are not even your fault. The other guy did something wrong, or there's a pothole, or some kid ran, you had to swerve. It happens.
But they're going to make him, but they're going to raise his
insurance.
Yeah.
He better pay the $15,000.
Yeah, that's not true. Anyway, where am I up to?
You got to get cow insurance.
Michti.
No full cow insurance.
Are you in a rush?
I don't think we're finished.
We're finished, don't worry. I lost the place. Oh, Tolda de Shane, Maihi. So we said, what's a Tolda of Shane? Right, what does Shane mean? Shane means that the animal damages by, Shane officially means eating. Shane is teeth. If the animal rubs its body against the wall for Hana, or Vitinfa Peros, Lahana Asa, or he damages Peros for Hana. Now, Maishna Shane, the Yeshana Lazeko, it gets hana, umamoncha, and it's your money, it's your property, ushmira saolecha, and you have to watch it. Haninami, so too here. What's here? So too by toldos. Yesh hana lazekon, yet hana, umamoncha, it's your money, ushmira saolecha, you have to watch it. Ella, toldo de shane kishane. Toldo of shane, no different than shane itself. There's no difference. It's just different ways of doing the damage. No difference. Halachically, there's no difference. V'chi kamar of papa, I told her the regal. So what did Rav Papa say when Rav Papa made a statement and said that the told is not like the av? He couldn't have meant shame. He must have meant regal. Told of the regal, mahi. What's a told of regal? What does regal mean? Regal means damaging with your feet. Like the animal's walking and he stomps on something. That's regal. Hezeka begufa. Now, so what's a told of regal? The rest of the body. Derech ilucha. Besaira, the animal's hair. Derech ilucha, while it's walking. Beshalif she'aleha, the saddle, straps or something. Beprumbia shebepiha, the bit in its mouth. All these things, the straps, all these things are damage. Bezug shebetavara, the bell on his neck. Now, maishna regel, what's regel? Dezeka matsui, it's a very common thing to happen. It's a normal thing. Mamoncha, it's yours. Ushimatsan alecha, you have to watch it. Ha'anam here too. Hezekon matsui. What's the difference between the foot or the tail? Right? Mamoncha, shimatsan alecha. Ella told the regal kiregal. No, the told of regal is no different than the regal itself. No difference. There's only differences in different ways. But the bottom line is the exact same. V'chikam Rav Papa, I told the bor. Rav Papa must have meant bor. Right? When Papa made a statement that the told is not like the av. He made a statement like that yesterday. What do you mean? Well, told of the bor, my knee, what's told of bor? Told of bor is ilema of yud. That an av is 10 tvachim deep. V'told of tes, and the told is 9 tvachim deep. That can't be, because lo tes ksivi v'lo yud ksivi. The Torah doesn't mention a word about tvachim, how deep tvachim are. The Torah doesn't say one word about that. Halo kasha. No, that's not a problem. It says v'hameis yiyelo, right? The mace yielo, and there'll be a death, right? Amarachmana, and the Torah said, that's what the Torah said, v'kim lei rabbanon, and the rabbanon established, yud avdan misa, 10 tvachim deep can cause death, tes, nizikin avdi, misa lo avdi. But 9, damage yes, misa not. So it's sort of like it really is in the Torah. And maybe that's the av and that's the tolda. Sof, so Gemara says, what are you talking about? Ze av l'misa, v'ze av l'nezikin. One's an av for misa, and one's an av. The Torah doesn't say anything about 10 or 9. You want to tell me now we're going to fetch that into the words of the pasuk? Even if you want to say that, 10 is what? 10 is nezikin. 10 is Misa, and 9 is Nezikin, then they're both Avos. Rashi says, V'zeh Avla Nezikin, Dim Nafal Shor Babor Tisha. What if it's only 9 Tfachim deep, and an animal falls in, V'meis, and it dies? What if that happens?
Yeah.
Potter. You're Potter Balabor. You Potter for that. Why? That's considered abnormal.
No glass draw case.
What? What did you say?
No glass draw case.
Right.
Why is that abnormal if you have a bar and surrounding it?
But it's only 9 Tvachim deep. 9 Tvachim, you're not supposed to. And it dies anyway. That's your Potter. You might have to pay some damage, maybe, Epis, but you're not Petter for killing it. V'im Hesek, Chayev. But if it does damage, you are Chayev. V'av, who? To have it b'diyuka dekor nafka, and the av is it's learned out of the pasuk. Midichsiv ha'meithi yelo demashma borasara the davar makatal hu chayev b'misas hashor. Only something that can kill you chayev if it dies. Ha butzer mihachi, but if it's less than that, b'misas lo chayev ha benazikin mischayev. Good. So, what is a toldo that's not like the av?
Yeah, it's a cryptic statement.
Correct. So what is it?
Toldo has to be like the av.
Correct. So what is it? Ella, how about this one? Ella, one second. Now, according to Rashi, right? Why is 9 tefachim chayev? What did Rashi say? Rashi said, "De'im nafal shor babor tisha umeis potter balabor." He's potter. Why is he potter?
Because
it's not 10. So what is that? Is that a svara? What is that? It's arbitrary, right? Yeah. It's arbitrary. So how could the Shlomo Zalman wants to know? It's not a tolda, right?
It's an exemption.
How could that be a tolda? What is that, right?
It's either or.
What?
Either 10 or nothing.
No, Shlomo Zalman says it has to be a tolda. Why? Because it can't be an av. Because an av is not based on svara. An av is based on the Torah. The Torah said these are the damages. Now, what's a tolda? Well, what's the difference between a two shane and scratching its back on the wall? What's the difference? That's a svara. So toldas are all svara. What are avos? Whatever the Torah said.
Right.
So how could 9 be an av? The Gemara said, well, 10's an av for Misa, and 9's an av for damages. Who made up that? The rabbis made that up. So how could that be an av? It should be a toldah. It's an unbelievable point. I mean, there's someone like Shlomo Zalman who actually, when he learns Gemara, he actually thinks it all out. Like, we're just, you know, thought it all out. 1 second. All think about this. All toldos are just svaras. Right? What's it? The Torah said, this is an av. Excellent, wonderful. What about toldos? It's all whatever we think. It's all svaras.
It's not a svar, it's a subcategory.
It's a subcategory based on?
Based on a svar.
No, based on it's not the av.
Right.
But it's similar to the av.
Right. And we believe, based on our own observations and svaras, and right, our own chachmas, this is going to be like that. What's the difference, really, if the animal walks on it with its foot or damages it with its tail, smacks some pottery with its tail? We said, no difference. Well, it's not the same thing. Regel's this, regel that. Okay, it's not a foot. It's not a regel, a foot. Therefore, it's a tolda. That's all our own, right? That's all our own logic. So if 10 and 9 is the same thing, it's our own logic, right? Torah says a damage a bar. We came up, 10, yeah, 9, not. Who made up that rule? The rabbis. So it's a very interesting question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It throws off that doesn't make any sense.
Why?
Think about it, really. Because everything's that way.
Right. Then don't call it a tolda. Then don't call it an av. You're right. It's good. There's such a thing as a tolda. No one's disputing it. But don't call it an av. The Gemara said that 9 is an av. It's an av for Nezikim.
Yeah.
Who made up that? We made up that. It's not an av. It's a tolda. And it's totally different than the av. There you go, there you answer. We don't have the rest of the base now. We can just stop. So, what his answer is, right? What's the Shlomo Zalman's answer? Anyway, so we're trying to find the situation where a toll is not like an av. I don't know, it was too long. The footnote was very long, and I didn't understand it. I can't do that, huh?
Because the question, if you think about it, it really doesn't make any sense.
Why?
Because it's not an arbitrary thing.
it takes what it takes to kill some an animal. They took 50 animals, they did it, they threw it down to pits.
No.
10 times it kills, 9 times it doesn't.
Then it can't be an ob. An ob is because the Torah says it's an ob. The Torah says Shane is an ob. Fine. But if the Torah said wag me a tail is an ob, then that would have been the ob, and everything else would have been a talmud.
Exactly.
But
exactly.
The Torah says Shane. Torah says bar. Now, the rabbis came to a definition that 10 tefachim is called a bar. So it could be that that's the definition.
Correct.
Then it would be an of. And if less than that, they...
But that's not what the Gemara said. The Gemara said the rabbis decided that 10 is a bar. And what's 9? It's only for damage. But it's an av for damage. What do you mean it's an av for damage? It's a tolda.
Right,
it's a tolda because you made that up.
No, it's still an av.
Yeah.
Just now, if narrowing it down is for death, it's an av for...
I hear.
For damage, it's an av for 9.
Yeah.
But reality is that, you know, a 1-inch pit is not called a bar.
Right.
And a 10 tefachim is called a bar.
Right.
So somewhere in between it has to be a deraisa bar.
But what you said about 1-inch, what you said about 1-inch is not true. Because even, what about if someone throws not a pothole. What if I throw a knapsack out into the street and someone trips over it? It's only like 2 inches. It's only 2 inches thick.
That's told a bar.
What?
That's told a bar.
Correct. Correct.
Exactly.
I see what you're saying.
At what point does it become a halachic deraisa bar? The rabbanon say it's 10 tefachim.
I hear.
So it's not. It's
right.
It's not,
right. Right. The rabbanon always define. They always define.
The deraisa.
Right. I hear you. It's a good point. And maybe that's his answer. Okay. Interesting.
Exactly what I just said. You just put it better.
Right. Interesting. Ella, how about this one? How about aavno sakino umaso? What about a stone, a knife, some package? You left it out on the street. Viziko, and someone tripped over it and it got damaged. So one second, hey Chidami, what's the case? If you will mafkir that item, then bein l'rab, bein l'shmuel hainu bar. And everybody holds its bar. Which, when we get to the details of bar, there's going to be a machlokas about that. And if you weren't mafkir it, l'shmuel, if you hold like Shmuel, Da'amar kulam yiboru lamadnu hainu bar. It's still bar. Why? The drasha is about bar. We're not enough to know that now. Ila rav, and if you hold like rav, da'olam kulam misharu lamadnu, somehow leaving a package out in the street that you're not maskir is somehow sure, right? Then hainu shar. Then it's sure. So either way, it's not a tolda. Maishna bar, shikain, tchilaso, Asiyaso lenezek. The minute you put it there, it's gonna damage something. As opposed to an animal. An animal doesn't damage when it's walking down the street.
Right.
It doesn't start off being damaged, being able to damage. Unlike a bar. What are you digging the thing in the middle of the street? It's made to hurt people. That's what it is.
If you plan on covering it right away, why is that?
So when I'm talking about a case like that, if I take an item and I put it out in the middle of the street, I'm inviting danger.
Right.
That's not a shore. Right? And Ilanezek, you're inviting danger, Umamoncha, and it's yours, Ushmirasan Olecha, and you have to watch it, right? Haninami, so too all these toldos. Asiyasan Lanezek, you put it there, you're inviting danger, Mamoncha, it's yours, Ushmirasan Olecha, yeah, and you have to watch it. So what's the case where a told of a bar is not like a bar? Ella, told of the bar, kibar. There's no difference, right? By the way, look at the Tosfos, the second Tosfos says, Umamoncha, and it's yours. It says, Lav Dafka, it doesn't have to be yours. Lav Dafka Gabe Bor. The Lav Mamonahu, it doesn't have to be yours. You put it out into the street, you're Mafka, it's not yours. You're still Chayev, right? The Chen Gabe Eish, also Eish. Pshita, the Im Hidlikon Gedisha Shal Chaveru Be Eish Shal Acher Chayev. If I take someone else's fire and I burn down someone else's house, I'm still Chayev for that. Well, it wasn't my Eish. That's ridiculous. So,
you can have possession of Eish.
What?
You can have possession.
It's an interesting question. But Tosa says, yeah. You can't, that's not an out. Oh, it wasn't my Aish. It was my neighbor's Aish. It's ridiculous.
So if I have enough from your Aish, I light a fire from your fire. It's enough from your Aish, it's still your Aish.
So what are you stealing exactly? But it could be, yeah. But it could be, yeah. We're talking about damage, though.
But I understand what you said.
I hear. It's a good question.
You're just a facilitator.
Right, but well, it wasn't my age, so how can you make me chayef? I burnt down some, but it wasn't my age. That's ridiculous. So when the Gemara says it's mamoncha, it's yours, it doesn't have to be yours. You're still chayef if you have the responsibility for it. No question about it. Ella.
That's across the board, though.
What?
That's across the board.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right, what bar you created?
Correct. So that's what I'm saying. It's imputed as if it's your ownership, even though it's not really yours anymore. V'chi kamar Rav Papa, I told the demave. So it must have been when Rav Papa said that the toll does not like the av. It must have been talking about mave. What's mave? My niya. What is that? Well, Shmuel said the Amar Mav is a shame. Mav is shame. Akimna told him the shame kishem. We already established that. E Rav, the Amar Mav is a Adam. If Mav is a person, my avos umay toldos ispe. What's avos and toldos by a person? Chitema av neir told a yashan, and av is awake, and a toldos asleep. That nah, like we said, Adam ud laolam, you're always chayev, ben or ben yashan, whether you're awake or you're asleep. Ella. So that can't be pshat. Ella, maybe akicho v'nio. Maybe it's the stuff that comes out of your body. A coughing phlegm, a phlegm coming out of your nose, all these kinds of things. So that's what we're told. That's a tolda. So again, hey chidami, what's the case? E bahadi de ozli kamazki. If while it comes out of your body, it damages somebody, kochahu. That's your kalach. That's something that's no different than you. Rashi is an unbelievable thing. I bahadi ka uzli mazki. Shenafal al hashirayim. Right? Right? It fell v'tinfum, and it did some damage. Oh, l'tocha mashkin. It fell into your drink. V'nimasu. Now you don't want to drink it. That whatever came out of your mouth or your nose fell into this guy's drink. His expensive bottle of wine. I'm not touching that wine now. Your stuff fell in there. So you damaged him. That's no different than you. Right? That's no different than you. Yeah, right? And e basa denayich, and if it stopped, if it's resting now on the floor, bein l'rav u'bein l'shmul hainu bar. Right? That's bar. Rashi says, achar noach harok, after the spit rests, la'aret, on the ground, hezeko shehuchlak adam behem. Someone's going to slip on that. That's no different than bar.
But bore is a deep in the ground. This is not the ground.
Toldo bar means any obstacle you put in the street, anything you put to make people damage in the street. It doesn't matter if it goes down the ground or above ground, right?
Where they spit years ago.
We're gonna get to the spitting tomorrow and Sunday. Later in the week, we're gonna get more to the spitting.
The toldo even without your kavana.
Correct, because other mood lola.
Yeah, correct.
There's also
bar needs kavana.
Who said? So no. Once you put it there, I think you put it there without kavana. No, you know what you're doing.
Doesn't matter.
No, it does matter. I didn't know I put it there.
Yeah.
I don't know if you chayav a bar for that.
Well, no. Think about it.
If you say if
you're holding mava that is adam, then you knock the broom down, and now it's barber sarav. Then it has to be a told of
adam.
Your kids fall rolls out into the street. Because
you did that yourself. Do yourself also.
Right. I hear. No, but it must be that you know that you did it. Otherwise, I don't know. I don't know if you can do bore by mistake. Like shogig. By a person, exactly, no such thing.
Exactly, but Adam, you can do by mistake. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we have the same thing that told us by sleeping.
Right, so it doesn't, you're sleeping. Of course it's a shogig. It doesn't matter. You're still chayiv.
There's no mens rea required for Adam.
Correct. Not at all. There's no such thing as negligence.
Right.
There's no difference between negligence and on purpose. Adam ud la'olam. Bor, it would seem to be there is a difference.
Right?
Right? So it must be. You must be talking about a case where you know it's there. That's the only answer I can give you. And therefore, you should clean it up. Otherwise, it's going to be a bar. Ella told of the mave kemave. But the point is that a told of mave, of human being, is no different than the av. So that recovery of Papa couldn't mean that. V'chi kamar of Papa told of the ish. He must have meant ish. So told of the ish, mind you. What's a told of ish? What is that? Ilema avno v'sakinu umaso. If it's a package or some other item, shinichin berosh agag, that was on top of the roof, v'naflo, beruach metzuya, and it fell with a normal wind, v'hezeko, and it did damage. Right? Rashi says, one minute, Rashi says, beruach metzuya, di beruach she'eda metzuya, if it was a hurricane, have ones v'lo machayev, you're not chayev for that. Aval beruach metzuya have told of the eish shari eish name ruach mahalicho eish. Also, you need a fire. You need wind.
Right. So
now, hey chidam, what's the case? E bahadi de kaazli kamazki. You're right. If it damaged while it was falling, that's eish. Hainu eish. That's not a told of eish. That is eish. And E, Maishna Eish, the Koach Acha Ma'ur of Ma'en, some other force facilitating the fire, right? Mamoncha Shrasa Alecha, Haninami, Koach Acha Ma'ur of Ma'en, Mamoncha Shrasa Alecha. Ella told it the Eish Keish, told it the Eish not different than an Eish. Vichy Kamar of Papa, I told it the Regel. Papa must have meant Regel. Back to Regel. One second. Regel Ha'akimna told of the Regel Karegel. We already answered that told of Regel's Regel. No, special case. B'chatzi nedzek tsaroros. It's a chatzi nedzek of tsaroros. While the animal is walking, it kicks up a pebble, and the pebble goes ahead and flies across the room, flies across the street, and cracks your window. That you have to pay. You only pay chatzi nedzek. So it's a told of Regel, but it's not like Regel. Because Regel, you have to pay full damage. This, you only have to pay half damage. It's a funny case of indirect damage. It's an indirect damage. And I would say, come on, you're making me chayef for that? You're chayef chatzi nezek. Chatzi nezek. That's what we said. We said lav dafka mamoncha. But it's your power did it. Am I correlate tolda to regel? Why is it called a tolda of regel? Why is it a tolda? The answer is l'shalem min ha'aliyah. Because you have to pay from the best, like real regel. Vami boye boy Rava. The boy Rava chatzei tzoros begufo mashalim. Do you pay from the animal itself? The animal's worthless. It's an old animal, 100-year-old animal. You sell that, you're gonna get $5 for it. The damage was $50. So I have to pay $25 worth of damage. I can't even get $25 out of the animal. So the answer is, that's all you have. Oh, or no, minaliyah mashalim. You pay from the guy's bank account. He's got $25 in the bank account. So the Gemara says, "Yeah, LaRava mi boyle." Yeah, Rava didn't have an answer to that question. Lord Papa Pshitale, or Papa did have an answer. Fine, LaRava to mi boyle. Am I Karle told of the regal? So according to Rava, why Taka is it a told of regal? What makes it a told of regal? It should be its own thing. The answer is lipatura b'rishus harabim, because it's putter in rishus harabim, right? So again, Tosos asks, why are you pottering Rishus HaRabim, but you're making Mechayev from the Aliyah? You're the other way around. You have Chayev from Rishus HaRabim, and you potter from the Aliyah. Why are you picking that one and that one? So the answer is because we're going like every Chumrah. We're taking every Chumrah here, right? Yeah. You have to pay from your bank account. And, no, it's not the truth, is you potter Rishus HaRabim is a Kula, right? Yeah. The answer is, because really you should pay, so it also says, V'yei Shalmar, T'kim ad benadin ha'yim shalim nezek shalim. Really, you should pay full damage. Your animal damaged. The comes along the lachem Moshe Sinai. The lachem Shalim Ela Chatzin Nezek. You only have to pay half. Im Kain. Asi Hilchasa Lahakel Flo Lahachmer. So we see it's a kula. So I'm going to not make you chayev from Rishus HaRabim, just like regular regel. Okay. Next was Hamaver VaHever. Right. What's Hamaver and Hever? Right. My Maver. Rava Mar Maver Ze Adam Ushmul Amar Maver Ze Shein. So why didn't the Mishnah say that? Why did the Mishnah say that? Right? Why did the Mishnah give these cryptic words? So the Tosfos, the Ravid says, because Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, who wrote the Mishnayos, he heard both. He heard people say Shein, and he heard people say Mave, Adam. He said, I'm going to write it up cryptically on purpose that includes both. That includes both. Some, it could be Shein, and it could be Adam. I'm going to say both. Unbelievable answer, right? He heard yeshiva both. There's two pshatim out there. I'm going to write one word that includes both. Anyway, Rav Amar Mavaz Adam Zachsev Amar Shmar Ashomer Asaboker Vagam Lael Im Tavon Boy, which is a reference to a human being. And Shmuel Amar Mavaz Ashein Mavaz Ashein Zachsev, like it says, Eich Nech Pishu Asui Navu Mitzpunav. Hi, my mashma. How does that get to Shein? Kedematagim of Yosef, like if Yosef said, Idkein is balish, asu is galin mitamruhu, which means sometimes it's exposed and sometimes it's covered, which is like teeth. Sometimes you see them and sometimes you don't. So it's the only part of the body that sometimes you see, sometimes you don't. So it's a reference to Shein, and therefore you see that Mav means Shein. Now, just we could stop here because now the Gemara is going to go, Rav, my time alone, Rav, Shmuel, and why didn't Shmuel hold like Rav? Why don't they call like each other? Now the Gemara is going to keep on going and going and going until tomorrow. So we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow right from the spot.
What do you mean Mav and Shein?
What?
What
does it mean Mav is the Shein? When it says in the Mishnah the word Mav, it's referenced only to Shein.
No.
Shor, Bor, Mav, Hever. All right, so we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very, very good day and a good Shabbos.